Jesus. Jesus. In the pre-existent Godhead, three in one, all praise to the Father and Spirit, and can I take a moment to exalt the Son? He has no beginning, neither will he fade. See, I know why the caged bird sings, because Jesus broke the chains, and the nightingale hums a glorious tune which echoes through eras of doom. It's the only hope why we couldn't elope, had to patiently await our bridegroom. Son of God, Son of Man, worthy of all praise, it was prophesied the root of Jesse would come. Messiah who saves, creator of all things, image of the invisible God. He is the true word, manifested in the flesh, Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness. Before Abraham was, before Moses received the ram, before day separated from night, he is the true light. He was there since he is the I am. Yet he headed south, left his Aeonian house to come in the form of a tender babe. By way of a virgin's womb, there was no space in the room, so a savior was delivered amidst cattle and hay. And in his living, he modeled perfection, immaculately displayed submission, showing he is the way, keeping each command faithfully, holding fast to his divine mission. And you see, he constantly retreated to pray, showing humanity's need for the Father. He bears with us in sympathy, refused to respond sinfully. Where Adam failed, the second Adam completely conquered. He came as a carpenter, but was crafting more than a chair out of wood, but a mercy seat nails through his feet with a hammer allowed by God. It was there on that day when his body was torn, our substitution was fully secured. O Lamb of God, with a face like flint, gulped down wrath mere man couldn't have endured. And they thought he was done when he said, "It is finished," not knowing his blood would scream from the ground, testified to his innocence, much greater than Abel, that God, he was able to turn it around. So in 3 days, O Son who reigns, was raised for one race, and now raises us in his sun rays to shine on us his grace. Ascended to the right hand of the Father, he is our federal head of the church. We bow because he is our shalom, our advocate who removes our curse, our shadow from the heat, tree of life, corn of wheat, rock of ages, fruit we now bite. He is the manna that we eat. He is the light, our high priest. In the night, he is our triumphant knight. The Lion of Judah will return, reigning gloriously, and all things will be placed under his feet. And every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that he righteously reigns victoriously. And many men will try to hide when he shatters the sky, shows King of Kings and Lord of Lords on his thigh. But he will judge perfectly, separate the chaff and wheat, because he's too holy to allow sinners to just slide by. And Satan, he will be destroyed in that fiery lake. We will say, "Away with that snake," since Christ has crushed his head exhaustively. Amen. And he will no longer be able to tempt. The penalty, power, and presence of sin will be demolished forever. We will be free. Praise God. He has prepared a place for us with no more pride, no more lust, so that we can enjoy him, our treasure in love. Through his gate, we cannot wait. We will forever seek his face with no more heavy weights keeping us away from things above. So dear Alpha and Omega, please completely captivate us. Show us your glory so that we might rightly revere you, our faithful friend. Be utterly amazed by your wonder, your righteous word, a roaring thunder. We bow before you now. Hail Jesus, our Amen.